anointed for burial, taken from Matthew 26, verses 6 to 13. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. The disciples were indignant when they saw this. "What a waste," they said. "It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor." Jesus, aware of this, replied, "Why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed." The disciples' concern with formal religion and tradition led to them overlooking a valuable lesson on worship. They knew that Jesus had a heart for the poor. They also knew that their laws taught that those who were marginalized and living on the edges of community were supposed to be embraced and provided for by mainstream society. However, in going after form, they had missed the heart of Jesus. Through Jesus' defense of the woman, he was showing them what true, abandoned, and extravagant worship looks like, and ultimately, what pleases the heart of the Father most. This was not only a lesson for those looking on at the time, but also for us, future witnesses of this singular act of love and devotion. This was the second time that Jesus had used a woman to teach about the nature of worship, and through it, he confirms the message of the worth of unbridled passion towards God. This woman's love, poured out on Jesus, was her utmost sacrifice, and with it, she earned a mention in the telling of the story of the good news of the gospel in the ages to come, alongside the very name of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.